Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wings is fresh and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Host Esther, welcome everybody. Welcome to the remix. What's going on? It is Sunday night, June 2nd. Going to be a really good share tonight. We're going to be talking about how to live it up, how to relieve stress, what are those personal methods that we use for relaxation when the world is beating at our door. So it's going to be a really good share and helpful share, I think, for all of us tonight. The chat room is open, everybody, and as always, the call-in number, 646-652-2711. Make sure to press 1 when you get on the line if you want to share. You can also Skype in, and I'll give you all some directions if you want to join us in chat. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. You can sign up or you can stay anonymous as a guest. So, you know, just kind of coming down from the show on Friday, we had such a good time, right? It was a really great share. I know I had a lot of fun just showing our love and talking about those lessons that we've learned from the remix. We did a dedication to the remix. We did a dedication to Miss Blue. We even got serenaded. Still thinking about that. Wasn't that beautiful, y'all? That was just amazing. So, of course, if you missed it or if you've missed any of the shows, you can always go back and download. All of the shows are available on the Remix Radio page on Blog Talk. You can also subscribe to the Remix Podcast on iTunes, and you can have all the episodes downloaded automatically to your PC, your MP3, whatever you use to listen. You can have it there waiting for you. As always, I want to start off by sending out much love to the remix host, Miss Blue, who is out there listening again. She heard the show on Friday and wants to send her love out to all of the family. I have another special treat for you all that's from Miss Blue as well, and I'm going to share that a little bit later, but she definitely wanted to let you all know that she heard the show and she enjoyed it. I also want to send love to Sis Manya. How you doing, Manya? And, of course, we're still sending love to Brother Bobby and his queen, Linda, sending all of our love there and to all the Remix family. Of course, you know, if you want to get in touch with Miss Blue, you can still send her an email. It's question for Blue, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, B-L-U-E, @gmail.com. She's still checking messages. She's still doing readings. Also, if you want to order the Kim deck, it's missblueblast.com/cards. missblueblast.com/cards. Make sure you post a comment about how you're using the Kim deck. And then, of course, the audio workbook, which is also at www.missblueblast.com. Whew, all right. So I cannot go on without giving a shout-out to all of our international callers. I'm always just shocked to see where all over the world people are listening from. So we got the United Kingdom, we got Canada, we got Netherlands, Australia, Barbados, the Bahamas, France, Austria, Saudi Arabia, Kenya, Poland, Aruba, Belgium, India, Ireland, Mozambique, Sweden, Spain, Venezuela, just all over the world. So big ups to all the international listeners out there. And then, of course, everybody here in the U.S., what's going on? All right, so let's go ahead and get started tonight. Let's go ahead and dance. We're going to get ready to let our hair down tonight and really relax as we get ready to talk about those methods of relaxation. I'm going to play a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to dance and jam out for a little bit. Peace to everybody in the chat room. I see everybody checking in. Welcome, everybody. All right, here we go.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
For JFK to heat throws, see Skype is cool, but I dig you in person, it's deceitful. I'll equal your half, catch a cab to get to your flat, kick my bowls off and doze off, wake up my chest to your back. Why do Piccadilly and hit the city? All I need's my British pretty, from her head to little piggies, she still call me skinny Biggie. Time flies, back to life, back to Brooklyn without my wife. Homie stuck, no money love, plus my flight keep holding up. Let's go.
No watch on my wrist, just you on my own. Babe, the need for the long time is now, the wind, no how. Forever in a rush, we are coffee in a cup. To go, but now it's the time.
Some of you were PMing me asking what that song was. It's In the Now. Ties right in with what we're going to be talking about tonight. So we're talking about how we live it up. How do we relax when things are going crazy? I was thinking about this yesterday and thinking about this concept of kind of living each day like it's last or living in the moment. And how it really has to do with being present in the moment and being open to receive things that are happening in the now. And that's why I love that song, because I think it really captures that. When we're bogged down with stress, you know, that clouds our ability to live in the now. Stress also prevents us from just being able to live it up because it traps us in our past moments. You up worrying, wishing about, you know, something that you could have done differently, or it traps us into pondering all the what-ifs of the future. And then if you're dealing for something that's a stressful situation that's happening in your moment, it prevents you from being able to release those thoughts that are the cause of it, you know. So tonight I thought it would be really cool for us to just share how we deal with these things. You know, I want to hear the Remix family. What are your methods? What are you your techniques? You know, all of you out there, magical beings, and we all have different methods that we use. So I thought it'd be great for us to share. And as always, y'all know the Kim deck was right on point. So I pulled three cards for the show, and the first card was Wisdom, which is card number 2 in the Kim deck. And that's all about sensitivity, true vision, receptivity, tapping into your higher self for wisdom, being open to receive those messages directly related to what we're talking about tonight. The second card I pulled was the sacral chakra, which I thought was awesome because that's creativity. And it's about, you know, sexual healing, letting your emotions flow, the expression of passion with emotional balance. That's how we keep things flowing. All about releasing. And then the last card that just tied it all together was clean house, number 11. Releasing emotional baggage, detachment, letting go of the old to make room for the new, clearing out old thoughts. I thought, oh, perfect. Love the Kim deck. Got to get the Kim deck if you don't have it. MissBlueBlast.com/cards. Just tied everything together. So I want, before we get started, I told you all I had a treat for you all. I talked to Miss Blue today, and she wanted to send you all, the whole Remix family, a special message about the energy for the week. She did a channel earlier today, and she wanted to share it with you all. So I'm going to play that for you all before we get started, because I know everyone's anxious to hear from Miss Blue. So here we go.
Peace and greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue. Just kind of wanted to touch base with you guys and send some love and some kisses out to all of you guys out there and let you know that I'm still here. Just doing a little bit of work offline, following sort of that inner voice, as we all know, and just some amazing things are happening. I've been hearing from all of you guys, and that's a wonderful thing, and I look forward to you guys coming up who have readings coming up with me this week. We'll be connecting, and just wanted to touch base and remind you guys that all of you who have your Kim deck to be pulling those cards out, working with them every single day. This is going to be a really, really great week coming up, especially for those of you who are involved in anything dealing with real estate. Some of you are looking to buy houses. Some of you are moving into new apartment places. This is going to be the best time. This energy is opening up for you to get so many different sales and options. So if it's something that you wanted to invest in or something you wanted to buy, it doesn't have to be real estate. It could be maybe a new set of dishes for feng shui, just something to uplift the energy in your house, maybe a statue. This is going to be an amazing week for sales. So look for sales and look for things in the color gold, because those things are going to be out there and they're going to be everywhere. If you're planning on moving, wow, this is a great time to go start looking and negotiating. Because that energy is there. The other thing, those of you who are dealing with health issues, I want you to know that there's going to be some powerful energy, powerful healing energy that's available to you from the hours of 4 a.m. until 9 a.m. Now, of course, we can tap into this energy anytime, but the universe is really going to be sending out, what can I say, electromagnetic pulses to the planet Earth that will vibrate in the 11th and 12th chakra. So if you need any kind of healing, I would encourage you to get up during these hours, really get into some of your practices, just sitting with yourself, maybe get a cup of water and a cup of tea, and just be in the place of receiving. Just receive that energy. Allow it to come into your body and allow the energy to come down, and it's going to give you all the answers you need. Plus, it's going to activate that healing that needs to go on within your physical body. So from 4 a.m. all the way until 6 a.m. And this is going to be from today, which is 6-2 until Saturday the 8th. So you really want to tap into that energy because that's going to be a lot of energy out there for you to pass around. You can also send that healing energy out to those who may just need some physical healing inside of their body. And to let you guys know, I miss you so much. So I want to hear how these things are working for you guys and what you're out there doing and everything. And so, I guess that's it. I'm kind of running around right now doing a whole bunch of things. But I wanted to stop and take this time and let you guys know that from my heart to yours, love you guys, miss you guys, but not really miss you because I know you're still there. I see your energy. I feel your thoughts and all of your questions and everything. So speak to you guys soon. Peace and love, everyone, and have fun. I'm going to turn it back over to Esther.
Aw, see that? So just want to add on to Miss Blue's message. So you can tap into the surge of energy now. You know, the dates again were June 2nd, so today through June 8th. And the hours to tap in is 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. on any of those days. And then the strongest time for in that time frame is from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. And so, you know, use your own creative means, whatever you like to do to tap into it. But definitely for those of you who are searching for real estate, planning on moving, dealing with ailments, this is the time to really tap into that. So beautiful message from Miss Blue. Thank you, Miss Blue. We love you. And everybody in the chat room is throwing up their hearts. Yes, indeed. All right. So let's get into the share tonight. Like I said before, we're going to talk about some of our methods of relaxing, and I thought that it would be great. I know we have so many healers that are here in the Remix family. If you want to call in and talk about how you de-stress, how you let your hair down, how you live in the now, how you live it up, this is the time to do it. You know, if you practice any of the ancient healing techniques or breathing techniques, you can call in and share that as well. If you have meals that you cook to relieve stress, call in and share. If you have dances, artwork, whatever it is, call in and talk to us about it. Any of those psycho, sexy, cool methods that you use, call in and share with the Remix family. The number is 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. So we're going to start, though, tonight. I think it'll be good for us to do this first because I know we got some really technical folks out there that's got all types of stuff, all types of gadgets and crystals and books and everything that they use to de-stress. But I want to start us by just writing down 5 things that you do to relax that don't require anything outside of you. You see that? So I want us to start there. And, of course, I'm going to play some music to help us, but I want to start with what are 5 things that you can do right now to de-stress, to relax, to get all that stuff off of you. It doesn't require anything outside of you. You don't have to have any tools or any of that. What are some of those things that you do? So 5 things right now, write them down. I'm going to give us a few minutes, and then I'm going to go to the phone line, 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. Going to play a little music for you all while you write those things down. So 5 things you do to de-stress. Call in and share with the family. And here we go.
You know celebrate, baby. Yeah, you gotta live it up.
All right, so we are sharing now what are five things that we can do to relax that don't require anything extra outside of yourself. I'm going to go to the phone lines. If you're not on the line, call in 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. I'm going to go to the first caller calling in from area code 708. You are live on the Remix. Tell us where you're calling from and who's on the line.
It's Sean.
Hi, Sean.
How are
you
doing
today? I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so excited. I've been listening and never got a chance to be on the air, so I'm so excited.
Well, you are on tonight.
I'm so excited. Well, you're asking, like, the five things that you do to de-stress. Meditation is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently started learning about doing meditation, and I found that it really helped me profoundly, especially with everything that's been going on in my life. So I know that definitely helps me. And, you know, exercising is another thing that helps.
Yeah.
People don't realize how much it helps, but it really does.
It does, absolutely.
And, yes, I'm so excited. And being excited.
Being excited helps.
Yes, and, you know, walking, and I find a truer calm in when I'm walking by the water, near any kind of water, it just totally.
Yes, yes.
You know, de-stresses me and, you know, relaxes me. And my husband and I, we do things together, and he loves Blog Talk Radio.
Aww.
So, yes, his name is Kai. And he's really how I even started listening to the radio. So he
that's beautiful.
Yeah. So, yes. Yes, so we listen
together.
Shout
out to the husband. Shout out.
Yes, shout out to
up.
The husband. Love him. Yes. And, you know, even though people say I've been spending time with my children, it's definitely another thing I do to de-stress. Because kids, when they're having fun, they're laughter, I love babies. And I find that also, you know, helps me de-stress. Yeah.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your methods.
Oh, yes.
And also,
yes,
I'm happy.
Yes, yes.
So this is the first time that you've been on live, so we got to give you props because it's the first time that you've been on live. So we're going to send love to her.
Thank you. I accept
all righty. All right. We'll hold the line. Thank you for calling.
Okay, peace.
Oh, that was beautiful. Husband and wife sitting there listening to us. Shout out to them. So she shared very good ones, meditation, of course, exercise, walking by the water, spending time with family. Very good. You know, if you meditate while you walk as well, those even lead to really extreme cardiological results. It actually will increase things with your heart. There are reported decreases in anxiety. There's fewer negative feelings about oneself. And so just lots of things that are better, you know, just from walking, meditating. These are things you can do. Doesn't require you to pay for anything. Doesn't require for you to wait for anything. You can go and take a walk around the block and meditate, and that will instantly kind of relieve your stress and tension. So very good. Very, very good. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 985. You are live on the Remix.
Hello?
Calling in from 985. Hello.
Yes. Greetings, Ms. Blue and Ms. Esther.
Oh, just Miss Esther. Miss Blue is listening in the realm. That's okay. She's out there. So you said hi to her, but it's just me on the line physically.
Well, that's okay, Miss Esther. I'm Gwen from Louisiana.
Oh, hey, Gwen. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I myself, as the caller before me, meditating is something that I'm just tapping into. I have purchased a book, Queen of Fools, Fake Woman. I'm studying the book. I'm exercising, working out. I did a whole lifestyle change. I'm vegan, you know. I've been doing it for over 45 days, maybe 46 days. I kind of lost count. But my son has, he kind of hit me to Miss Blue, you know, and I got Miss Blue in my phone, and I listen to you guys all the time and as often as I can.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's just meditating. Like I said, it's new to me, but I'm more in tune now. The more I meditate, the more, you know, I'm getting in the center of myself. So I'm excited. I'm excited with this walk and this transformation, this journey. You know, I used to drink every day. My body won't even allow me to do it anymore. I'm just really trying to be healthy. Like I said, with my diet and exercising, and I just find that there's just a lot of stuff going on in my world, in my life. You know, the kids, wherever I go to try to meditate. And I'm just so glad I got in tonight, because walking and meditating, I didn't really realize I was doing it while I'm walking. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I had to be still and quiet and didn't want nobody around, no noise, you know, so I can really, I think I want it too bad is what's really happening. I'm finding this just to take one day at a time, one step at a time.
Absolutely. I'm so happy you said that, because that's exactly what this is about. This is about just being able to be present in the moment. And you're right, most people do associate meditation with stillness, which is absolutely, you know, the way to meditate. That's one of the ways to meditate. But when you're out there walking, you know how you can start walking somewhere and your mind will just start drifting, especially if you don't have like a destination in mind and you're just kind of taking a walk, like along the park, a walk by some water, and all of a sudden your mind starts drifting. It is the perfect time to tap into the meditating tools. And so to start kind of focusing your intention, to start thinking about what you want, thinking about things you want to release, perfect time to do that. So absolutely, very good point.
Okay. Like I said, I'm just glad I got in. I wasn't really expecting to like talking to you, because I'm just listening. I just listen and just try to focus on what other people are saying. I learn a lot from just that also, you know. So I'm just on this mission. I'm on this mission, and I just, you know, it's just a spiritual thing that I just got to hang in there, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm planning on doing just that. No turning back.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that tonight, Gwen. I'm happy that you got on, even though you weren't planning on it. I'm happy that you got in. So peace and love to you. Hold the line.
Okay.
All right. Wasn't that beautiful? Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 305. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
How you doing, Elsa? I'm calling from Dallas. Yeah.
Dallas. And who's on the line?
Caddy.
Caddy. Oh, are you doing laundry again tonight?
No.
No laundry tonight. Of course I remember that. Everyone in the chat room remembers it, too. They said, is he washing again?
No, ma'am. No laundry for tonight. I did it earlier. I did do it earlier. Yes, I did.
He did it before the show, y'all. Look at that.
Yeah.
See, he was ready for it tonight. He said, I'm not going to be in the laundromat tonight. That's what's up. So you calling to share some methods of how you de-stress?
I did. I was going to say, I only got four things, though, so
okay,
I don't know.
That's
the,
fine.
I've got, I do a lot of sun gazing. I do it first thing in the morning. Even
beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know if you could call stargazing one, but I do that, too, when
it
it's late at night.
Yeah,
and I'll be out here over the road. I'll just pull over the truck, and I'll get out at the exit. I'll be on the on-ramp, and I'll just get out my truck and walk around, and it'd be pitch black. I'm in the middle of the country, and I just look at the stars for a couple minutes.
Wow, yeah,
know.
Very peaceful, very relaxing state.
It is,
that.
It
absolutely.
Is. I think everybody should try it at least once, you know.
Yeah, and even
the
if they're
or,
not, even if you can't see the sun or the stars, I know for me, I live in a building where I'm at the top of the building. I'm kind of like on the penthouse level, and I can see windows all across my unit, and I can kind of see out into the sky, even just staring at the clouds. Even if you can't see, you can't see anything, just staring at the clouds is relaxing because it really just kind of helps to kind of ground you and to focus you on things. So absolutely, very good one.
I do.
What
and I play music in my own head, too. I'll play a favorite tune that I like. I got
you
my
play
own little playlist.
Music in your head.
Yes, I do. I swear, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning. So I'll get up. I'll sit out here in Jay-Z, and I'll play that Jay-Z track. Or
what's the Jay-Z track that you play in your head?
My favorite one is Light Up with Drake.
All right. He said he play Light Up in his head. I hear you. That's a beautiful thing, and I know exactly what you mean. Like, if that's your kind of get charged, get amp music.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And,
what else?
And I'll play a certain scene of a movie or like one of my TV shows. I'll let that go through my head too. And then it helps me unwind because I could be thinking about something stressful, but then if I go to that level, I can actually forget about everything else I was doing. And then it really helps. It's like a piece of serenity. It really is.
Wow. What is
I'll
one
play
of
like
the
a,
ones that
a,
you do?
I'll play a skit like from a TV show called Scrubs. That's like one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
I think I have.
Yeah,
you said Scrubs. Is that's a doctors? I think I know. That
Yeah. I'll play his favorite skit because I got like the whole DVD collection. I had to. That's my favorite show, and I play one of those scenes in my head. You know. First thing in the morning, or even if I'm going to bed, if I'm laying down in my bed at home.
Beautiful.
But I have to because I'm out here on the road all the time, and, you know, I drive trucks. So
yeah.
It,
do
it
you find that driving, is driving relaxing? Is that a peaceful activity for you? Yeah.
It is. Driving is. That gives me a piece of serenity. It really does. The driving part. It's
beautiful.
The people, sometimes the people, you know, they like a-holes.
I get away from
most of the people, and then I go in my own little bubble. And while I'm in my truck, I'm in my own little room or whatever. It's like I call it my secret closet, and I can just talk to myself. You know, I have conversations with myself, seriously.
Yeah, I bet you do. Shoot, you out there by yourself all that time. I'm sure you have full conversations with yourself.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, no judgment. No. No judgment there. This is the remix. You know, we all do that. So it's definitely no judgment.
I do. I be having full conversations, seriously. I do.
Yes, you know, people say that you're only crazy if you answer yourself. So I'm not saying that's what I think. I'm just saying that's what No, this is beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing, Caddy. Hold the line. I'm sure you'll come back with another response when we go to our next question. So thank you for sharing.
All right, thank you.
Peace and love. Oh, shout out to the brother who's a truck driver and who likes to do his laundry on time. All right, caller in. Go to the next caller. Area code 216. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Oh, peace and love. This is Belinda calling from Cleveland.
Hey, Belinda. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Beautiful. Colin, to share your methods.
Yes, I take walks in the park, just look at the trees, and sometimes there's little waterfalls. I could just look, and I like to look at the flowers. Sometimes I just sit in my backyard and just sit in the sun and just look at the, you know, feel the sun on me and just look at the clouds.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to draw, which I'm trying to get back into. That calms me down. I do my crafts. That calms me down to where, you know, relaxes me a lot, too. And I do a little poetry. I write poetry or short stories for my grandchildren.
Oh, that's beautiful. So you sit down and you write poems to relax yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Those are beautiful methods. Very beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. Hold the line for me, Belinda. I'll come back to you.
Okay. All right.
What beautiful methods you all are sharing. I love it. All right, so I am going to go to our next question. So that was just five things that you could do without all the extra tools, because I know the Remix family, and I know that you all have all types of stuff that you use. So now I'm going to open it up for those of you who use special tools and other things or other people or whatever, the things that you use that can be outside of yourself to relax. So this can be whatever. If it's crystals, if you got some methods you want to call in and share, if you got some rituals that you do, if you got specific books, whatever it is, call in, let us know, 646-652-2711. Yes, I said special tools, original Titan. I'm referring to them as tools. They can be anything, though, if it's crystals, if it's music you play, if it's whatever. That's what it is, your iPod, exactly. It can be any of those things. Call in and share with us, what do you do to relax? 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. I'll share one of my relaxers. It's actually my cats. So, you know, they're outside of me, so obviously I couldn't share that for the first thing, but my cats relax me tremendously. Just spending time with them, you know, holding them, petting them, we kind of had these dialogues, you know, usually they'd be going off during the show. But when I come home, they're always really happy to see me. And just the method of spending time with them, sitting there, holding them, petting them, that actually relaxes me because it focuses me on them. You know, so whatever it is that I was worried about, whatever it is I was stressed out about, it goes away right away because now, you know, my focus is on the cats, and yes, I do love them. And there's actually been a lot of research done on that, you know, especially over the last 30 years, the scientific field has really focused on how living with pets can give you health benefits. So it can lower blood pressure, it can lessen anxiety, it can boost your immunity, all these wonderful things, you know, just kind of to show that having pets, period, just help our overall well-being and help to distress us. So that's one of my methods, you know. I want you all to call in and share yours. I'm going to go to the phone line here. It looks like this might be a Skype caller. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello, good night, Esther.
Hello, good night.
It's Griffin calling from Jamaica. How are you doing?
Hello, Griffin from Jamaica. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. I am good. What I had to share, some of the things I like to do outside of myself, well, according to show tools at least, I like gardening. I like gardening a lot.
Oh, you are breaking up a little bit, Griffin, so I didn't hear the first two things you said.
Okay, I said one of the
there
things
you
that
go.
I love. Okay, you can hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. I like gardening.
Gardening.
Like, so, just outside there watching the sometimes I'll be in the garden and so I just find myself zoning out, looking at the clothes or any kind of thing, passing by bees and stuff like that. So it's very relaxing. There's one thing I picked up from Queen of Four, where I would come in from work, especially after work, and I would put on some very relaxing music and put my foot up on the wall and then allow myself to kind of go in a meditative state, like.
Beautiful.
And the next thing I really like is just regular stretches and deep breathing exercises.
Mm.
So those are some of the tools that I use to really kind of relax me.
What type of stretches?
Well, a lot of them are, they're almost like yoga, but sometimes I just do regular stretches. Like I'll just put my hands up and I stretch it as far up as I can go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm reaching for a ball or something. And, you know, sometimes you get creative. Like you imagine that you're actually pulling down energy to yourself or, you know, something like that, whatever comes up at that time. But for the most part, it's really to kind of feel the stretches, especially the arm stretches.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing anything like that. So.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, that's it for me.
And that's
it. One thing I really like to do is baking. I like baking a lot because today I was baking with my sister.
And what did you bake? Share with the Remix family what you baked today, Griffin.
Well, I baked chicken. It was, you know, big chicken and a chocolate cake with cinnamon and some wine and, you know, kind of throw together some stuff.
Wow, okay.
It was really kind of fun because we haven't done it in a long time. And actually, it's one of the things that I like doing with her because growing up, they used to like fooling around in the kitchen with her, trying to help her to, you know, grease the pans or anything like that while I was younger. So it's one of these things that it's almost a tradition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that, Griffin. Go ahead and hold the line.
Welcome.
All righty. I will come back to you. Peace and love.
Yeah, peace and love.
Wow, baking, gardening, stretching, all wonderful things to do. Definitely, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mr. Anderson, because, you know, he is our Remix gardener, grower, farmer, all things related to plant. Mr. Anderson is at igrowyougrow.biz. That's igrowyougrow.biz. Go ahead and visit Mr. Anderson. Definitely want to give him a shout-out. Gardening can be very relaxing. I'm not in a place where I can't go outside and garden, but, you know, using some of Mr. Anderson's techniques, I've definitely tapped into that. But I know that just spending time out in the dirt, spending time just out in the garden around flowers, around plants, very relaxing, can be a spiritual experience, and it's definitely something that can connect you with your family as well. I remember being young and spending time in my mother's garden, so definitely kind of brings back those memories as well. Just a very beautiful thing. Thank you, Griffin, for calling in and sharing that. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller. Now, I think I may have already gone to you, but if you're on the line and you already have shared, I need you to press 1 to take yourself out the queue. If you would still like to share, don't press 1. Keep yourself in the queue. I'm going to go to the caller calling in from area code 985. You are live on the Remix.
Yes. Is Esther?
Peace. Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear. I just wanted to show
okay.
It was me again.
Yes, it's you again.
Yes.
Did you want to share?
I do have some crystals that I'm working with. Some healing stones that I've started to work with. I've been working with them for about 3 weeks now. And it's just how I want to say it's like, it's been interesting. You know, mm-hmm. it's been very interesting. I'm still learning them, you know, but I find that it has helped me. You know, I do have
this
phone,
but I do. What were some of the crystals that you're working with?
I have the tiger eye.
Tiger eye, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have the amethyst, I want to say.
Amethyst, uh-huh.
Yes, I have that one. I'm sure I may not be pronouncing them all right. Let's see, I also have the bloodstone.
Bloodstone, beautiful.
I have the clear quartz.
Mm-hmm.
I have the rose quartz.
Beautiful.
I have the carnelian.
Mm-hmm.
The fluorite. The picture jasper.
Right.
I have the snowflake. I can't pronounce this. Obsidian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The sodalite, like I said, I have 11 of them, and starting to work with them. Like I said,
all right.
To me, Ms. Esther, but I'm on board now, and I just see my life changing spiritually. It's really been a very interesting journey here.
Definitely. Well, that all sounds very powerful, and it sounds like you're definitely tapping into your magic and using these stones to help you de-stress and relax and cleanse and get rid of some things. So that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, ma'am. And I also have the salts, the sea salts that I use that it might be in my bath water as well to try to, you know, get all the toxins out.
Better. Yes, absolutely.
I'm here, and I'm willing. This is a willing vessel here that I learned some things. I just thank God for my son and my daughter-in-law because they kind of opened that gateway up for me, you know, to be more in tune spiritually and, you know, letting my gifts just come through. And I'm just
excited. Yes, that's very beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And definitely congratulations on it seems like you are, you know, really tapping into your stuff and have gotten all these tools and really focusing on changing a lot of things. So that's really wonderful. I want to send you a lot of love and peace for that.
Thank you so much. And I like I said, I thank God for Queen Afua also
Absolutely,
that book.
Definitely.
Her book has helped me make this transformation. She really, you know, I just thank God for her. I really
absolutely, definitely. All right. Well, thank you for sharing with the Remix family all of those wonderful tools. Hold the line. I'll definitely come back to you. And peace and love.
Peace and love to you too.
Wonderful tools. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 305. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Ms. Esther. It's Caddy.
It's Caddy again. Okay. Yes, you calling to share some of your tools?
I was going to say I do use crystals as well, like the last caller was saying. I do. I just started doing it about a year ago. Matter of fact, they really helped me too because, I mean, man, my dream work is like, wow. I mean, I use a lot of the raw rose quartz and the fluorite. I put those two together.
Beautiful.
And it amplified, like, I don't know how to describe it, but I can't tell my dreams from reality. It's like, I can't tell the difference, honestly. It's that real.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's definitely something that is a scientific fact, if we want to call it that, that our brains don't know the difference between dreaming and so-called reality. We definitely experience the world the same in both. We use our senses in both. We experience pain and anger and all of those same things that we do. So that makes a lot of sense to me. And then when you become more tapped in, you know, it just becomes a little bit more intense. So I could definitely see why you wouldn't be able to tell the difference sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, every time, I swear, I got it out here in my truck. I swear. And I have it under my pillow. And
wow.
I had a whole bunch of them at home. I have a whole lot at home, and I had to get the book, the one by Judy Hall.
The crystal Bible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good book.
Yeah, I got
too.
That one. Yeah, yeah. So I just started doing my little research on it, but the two I work with the most, I really keep those two out with me on the road, and they really help me though.
Beautiful.
But other than that though, I usually do some workout too when I'm at home.
Some workouts, okay,
run.
Physical workouts.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I run a little bit, do some push-ups, crunches, you know, the usual.
Okay, running, crunches, push-ups, all right.
Yeah, I got to stay fit, you know.
Got to stay
fit, I'm not here on the road.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
I do when I get home, though. I try.
Beautiful. All right, well, thank you again for sharing, Kathy. All beautiful methods. Hold the line for us.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Kathy, you know what? I got to tell you that in the chat room, you are getting some requests to send pictures. The Remix family wants to see. They want to see how you are staying fit. I'm not going to say who said it. I'm just going to tell you that they are requesting, yes, they're requesting some pictures of you staying fit, okay? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Would you be able to, I'm on Facebook, but.
Well, if you're on Facebook, then you could post
them. I don't know how to get on the Remix, though.
The Remix, there is a Remix Family page, so you can actually search for Remix Family. Is the group page. And then there's the Remix Radio page, which is a public page. The Remix Family page is a group page. You have to actually request to be added. But the Remix Family page, Remix Radio page, all you have to do is click like, and you're automatically on the page. If you want to, you know, you want to send a picture, you can. People are asking for your Facebook name. You know, that's up to you. You want to share that.
Yeah, I mean, I got like hundreds of pictures on Facebook. No lie.
He has hundreds of pictures on Facebook, y'all. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
So there you go.
So like all my family and my friends, they get to see all the pictures though. But yeah, I have hundreds.
Well, I would say go ahead and request to be added to the Remix Family group, and then you can kind of introduce yourself there, and we'll do it like that. Very good. Thank you again, Kathy. Thank you for sharing. Hold the line.
All right.
Oh, the Remix Family, y'all are off the chain tonight already. Already. All right, I'm gonna share one thing. I saw OT put in, Original Titan, he put in the chat room that having an adult beverage is also a way to relax, and I definitely wanted to agree. I don't too much like hard liquor, certain types of hard liquor that I will drink in mixed drinks, or if I'm in a certain mood, I might do shots of hard liquor. But definitely, you know, wine. Wine is refreshing. It's invigorating. It has a medicinal effect. It can definitely accelerate your blood circulation, promote metabolism. It can enhance digestion and immunity. It can also play a role in longevity. So, you know, just having a nice glass of wine can definitely help you to relax. It can help you to feel comfortable. It plays a direct role in your peripheral nervous system and the central nervous system. And so, of course, I'm talking about in moderation. I'm not talking about getting drunk. I'm not talking about drinking bottles. You know, I'm not talking about that. Definitely just in moderation. That is always, you know, a great way to relax and de-stress. And it's also important to know that it's not about, you know, relying on these things or feeling like you need to have these things to relax. This is just an additional tool, because as we shared at first, and that's kind of why I started with those tools at first, that you don't have to have anything outside of yourself to do, because you don't need anything outside of yourself to relax. You know, you can easily kind of come down, release, and kind of get into the right state of mind on your own. So these are just additional things you can do, not talking about getting drunk or depending on alcohol to release, you know. So I want to go on to my next question. So my next question has to do with food. Now, Griffin kind of started, he tapped into this by talking about baking, and he said he baked some cakes. So I wanted to know, what are some foods that you can eat that will help you to relax or release stress? And I'm not talking about, you don't have to go into complete healthy mode if this is not what you do. So, for instance, if you eat Popeye's chicken to relax, that's okay. You know, we're sharing everything with the Remix family tonight. So if that's your method of relaxation, call in, share it, 646-652-2711. I'll share some things that I just know that help you to relax. Now, so it's actually snacking on celery. Celery is a beautiful way to help you relax. It has like a sedative effect. So helps you to kind of calm down, helps you to just kind of, you know, de-stress, kind of brings your energy down. Cherries, I love cherries. Cherries soothe the nervous system. It also relieves stress. You know, eating oats, so if you have any type of raw oats around, that definitely helps to relieve stress. It has a calming effect. It also fights off high cholesterol. You know, eat some oatmeal, bring you down right away. I know, like, to me, eating oatmeal just reminds me of being a child, and I would eat oatmeal in the morning and just kind of would get me ready for the day, just calms you down, gives you that, you know, relaxed feeling. So that's some of the things that I've shared. I want to hear what you all have to share. So 646-652-2711. I see some posts in in the chat room. Celery and pimento cheese, Marley tea, mashed potatoes, grits, cherries, and oats. I want you all to call in and share how you use this. And I also want to give a plug for Tivana, because I can just tell you right now, Tivana takes me to a whole other level. I had my cup of Tivana tonight. Tonight I had some strawberry lemonade and the strawberry rose tranquility tea mixed together. That just took me to a whole other level. But any of the Tivana brands, and honestly, tea in general, really helps to relax me. So I'm going to give my plug for that. But I want to hear what you all have to say. So call in 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. I'm going to go to the caller calling in from 216. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Belinda.
Hey, Belinda.
Hey. Foods usually don't really relax me anymore because I'm a diabetic now. And I have to watch what I eat now, and this is good. I'm not used to that, but I'm working with it.
Yeah.
But truthfully, after having sex usually relaxes me.
Belinda, don't put it out there. I was going to get to that, Belinda. I was trying to hold up, but they didn't, so I got to it.
I gotta love y'all. Don't get me wrong. Y'all are too funny.
Yes. Yes. Definitely sex. I'm definitely going to get to that. We will hold that.
Okay.
I was talking about the foods now. So you said, and this is a good point. So you said that because you're changing your diet, that actually food sounds like it may be a stressful topic for you right now. So
yes.
It's not relieving any stress
because
you're worried about controlling your diet. Yeah.
I can
definitely understand that.
Okay.
I'm gonna come back to you when we get to talking about the physical activities that can relieve.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead and hold the line for me, Belinda.
Okay.
Peace and love.
Okay, love.
Oh, I love Sister Belinda. I really do. All right, so I see some more posts in the room. Jasmine Rice, Michael, you should call in. Baked macaroni and cheese, Chastity, you should call in. I want you all to call in and share what you're using, what foods you're using to actually relieve stress. What else are you cooking? What are some of the things that you eat regularly that help you to relieve stress? Oh, you all are too funny. And then, so our next question after we talk about the food is going to be about the physical activities. So what are those physical activities that help you to relieve stress? And so try to think of about 3 to 5 physical activities that you use to de-stress. And I'm going to play some music. I'm going to give you all some time to actually think about it so that everybody don't call in and say sex. So I know that's where y'all minds are at. We're not going there tonight. So think about, what are 3 to 5 physical activities that you do to to de-stress? And yes, I'm going to play a sexy tune for you. I want you all to call in and share, 646-652-2711. Get on the line. The chat room, if only you all could see what is going on in the chat room right now. I just cannot. I cannot deal with them in the chat room. You all are too funny. All right, so we're going to hear a little bit of music while we think about those physical activities that we do to relieve stress. And here we go. So we're talking about those physical activities that we do to de-stress, to relieve stress, to live it up, to live in the moment, and to, you know, get ourselves in the right state of mind. Call in to share, 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. So one of the physical activities that I love is belly dancing. And we know that belly dancing has so many benefits for the sisters, you know, improved blood circulation, improved suppleness, there's joint flexibility, deeper breathing, better oxygenization of blood, relaxing, calming, reducing stress. You can burn fat. It raises your metabolism. It improves your resting heart rate. It tones all the major muscle groups, the legs, the thighs, the calves, the glutes, the abdominals, the upper arms, all of that. Reduces cellulite, eases those PMT symptoms. It prepares the muscle groups for pregnant women. That helps to assist the birthing process. It makes your body look beautiful. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. Definitely a way to de-stress, definitely a way to kind of open yourself up. I know for me, whenever I kind of get into those moments, if I just, you know, I can even dance to the song in my head, like Kathy said, just kind of get some of those movements going. It helps you to tap into that feminine energy and really helps you to just release a lot. So that's one of the physical methods. I want to hear what you all have to say. I'm going to go to the line. Calling in, looks like from a Skype number. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line?
Hey, Esther. It's La Blue.
Hey, La Blue. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm kind of tired now. And I'm just having my wine, you know, in the remix. But
you having your wine, you said?
Yeah, girl, I'm a little tipsy.
Well, La Blue is a little tipsy, you all. Thank you for sharing, La Blue. So what you call it? What you call it to share tonight, La Blue?
Well, I used to do a lot of the things that a lot of the other callers said, you know, going by the water, writing poetry, working on my novels, and you know, working with the crystals and everything, and dancing and everything. But now it's like I have to keep myself busy, because if I get too relaxed, my ass just warp off some damn work. So I'm like, it's just too easy for me to warp now. So I'm like, I got to get better control of that shit.
Wow, so you said you warp off. Wow.
Yeah, I just take off.
Is that a bad thing? So that's a bad thing when you warp off?
It can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing, because, like, if I'm out in public, I've experienced a lot in public. You know, I've been driving and then in two rooms.
Yeah, you don't need
time,
to be doing
so
that.
Like,
yeah, you don't need to be doing
better,
that.
Yeah.
But when you relaxing is warping off or wandering off, is that a good thing for relaxation?
Yeah, it could, because I can, you know, warp off and bring something back and use it and, you know, use it for whatever reason. But for the most part, I just have to keep grounded. Do everything I can to keep grounded. And not do that so much. So
Absolutely.
Yeah. And of course, the remix, being in the remix, is the biggest relaxation.
That's what I was waiting for somebody to say. Thank you for saying that. Yes, the remix, definitely a relaxation here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and wild out and just, you know, be ourselves, crazy selves, you know.
Yes, all of the laughter that we share here. You all know that laughter is one of the easiest ways to de-stress.
And y'all know I'm a fool.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, La Blue, for calling in. You got something else to share?
That's about it.
Okay. All right, yeah. Well, hold the line, La Blue. Thank you for calling in. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love, y'all.
All right. Yeah. Oh, love La Blue. Thank you for calling in and sharing. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller on the line. Calling in from area code 4. Woo, don't think that was the right one. Area code 404. You are live on the air. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello?
404. Yes, you have a lot of feedback coming through. Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay.
Really? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay. This is Erica. Hey, Esther.
Hey, Erica. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. Are you calling to share how you de-stress?
Yes, I de-stress. I like to go to the mall, have some tea, and just sit there, people watch. Until I get tired. I like to dance. I love to do Zumba.
Yes, so, I love Zumba too. Yes, I love Zumba too.
I love to dance. I love to dance on my own too. And I love the remix. love laughing with the remix. And I'm with Caddy. Not so much on the driving because gas prices are high. I can't do that anymore. Well, that is much. But I love singing in the car. I love theme songs. Just silly stuff that makes me crack up.
I'm
such a stress reliever.
Definitely love singing in the car. Turn the music up and just going wild in the car. People be looking in the car like, what are they doing over there? We having a jam out session. Yes, I'm the same way. Beautiful. Anything else you want to share?
That's all right now.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Erica. Hold the line for us. Peace and love. Beautiful. I love that. Yeah, definitely love playing the music in the car and just jamming out. That's always a good relaxer. It could be anything, too. Sometimes it can be, you know, slow songs or it could be some Tupac. That's always my best. My best one to jam out to. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller on the line, calling in from area code 256. You are live on the air. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, is this me? Hello?
This is you. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Esther. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. This is DJ Stush from Huntsville, Alabama.
Your name again.
Well, this is my screen name, Be Just Us.
Oh, Be Just Us. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Be Just Us from Huntsville. All right.
Yes. Physically, out, Airbox. Dance to music or music in my head, like somebody else said. Wine, like La Blue.
You're not tipsy like La Blue, though, right? You know, La Blue said she was tipsy when she called in.
not there yet. just run and play with my children. That's always great. This will make them laugh.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay. Any other methods?
At times, I'll pick a joke with a stranger when it applies. If I feel that, for example, I was at a Walmart and this lady was showing too much of her goods with her cut off jean shorts.
Oh my goodness!
And, there was a group of ladies looking at her not really checking her out, but, you know, looking at her making their comments. And I just mentioned,
yeah.
you know, I said, look at y'all. Y'all checking her out more than the dudes. And I don't know them. I never seen them before at all. And they just started laughing, you know.
Yeah.
I'll just do that just to brighten the mood up because all of us were waiting in line and it was kind of getting irritating waiting in line.
I'm
sure. You know,
sure.
Just stuff like that.
Wow. Yeah. That's actually kind of funny. So that's nice. That's what's up. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. Beautiful. Look at that. So he said just joking with strangers. That can be a relieving, sometimes, relieving stress sometimes for sure. All right. I will go to the next caller on the line. Calling in from area code 215. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther. It's Aya Kimmett.
Hey, I'm Kimmett. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
You're doing such a good job hosting the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. You calling in
to share
some of your methods?
Yes, I am. Well, for me, I love to shop. Whenever I'm shopping, I am in heaven, and I love shopping for shoes. Pretty much more than anything. I love shopping for purses, dresses, pretty much anything. Dancing is also my favorite, and I'm one of those types of people. I love to mix it up. I do belly dancing, African dance, hip hop.
Yeah.
Pretty much I'm just making up stuff as I go along.
Absolutely.
The music in my head, just like dancing to the music in my head. Sometimes I might start singing it by accident, and people will be looking at me in the street like, "What is wrong with her?"
I do that too. Don't trip. I do that too.
I think sometimes you know you just have to do it. You know, it's fun. I don't have any earphones right now, but I'll take and put my iPhone up to my ear, and I'll just listen to the music as I'm walking down the street and kind of just, like, move my shoulders back and forth, and I don't care. You know, I'm having a good time doing it. I also love my photography. I love going on my photo walks, getting pictures of people, and I love to photograph strangers. I love going up to people and just asking them if they want to take photographs, and I love going up to guys. Don't say anything to Roosevelt, but I love taking pictures of
bubbles
whenever
I will
get
not
the
tell. And let me just tell the Remix family that if you have not seen Summer Sister I. Kimmett's photography, you need to find her on Facebook because some of the brothers' pictures that she gets, let me just tell you, they are very nice, okay? They are very, very nice. So, yeah, y'all need to find her. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. They are just so fun. And, you know, like you always say, you got to love the brothers.
Gotta love the brothers. That's right.
Just traveling and just chilling out with my family. Having girls' night out, getting margaritas and mojitos. And I heard about you earlier saying she loves Hawaiian. I love margaritas and mojitos.
Yeah, I love margaritas and mojitos too. Nothing like a good berry mojito to just end the night off. I agree. Beautiful.
Oh, yes. All right, darling. I'm getting off the phone
right
now.
Thank you so
All
much
right,
for calling
care.
In. Peace and love.
No problem. Peace and love.
Oh, I love you all. You all are great. Thank you for calling in and sharing that, Aya Kimmett. I'm going to go to the next caller on the line. Calling in from area code 214. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Happy from Dallas, Texas.
Hey,
and
Happy.
Hey, what's going on? I would say one of the main things that relax me is what dance is one of them, but like besides dancing, the main thing that really relaxes me is skating. I like going to the skating rink.
Skating, yes,
on Sunday nights when they do old school music, and it's just like so relaxing. I love putting on my skates, and I love to see, like, not only when I dance, but I love to see like other people dance and how they just be doing these cool tricks and stuff on the skates and couples and stuff, the way they be dancing. It just be, I don't know, it's so fun to me. I would never
skating
like,
is a lot
skating.
Of fun.
I love roller skating. It's so fun.
Very good. I love roller skating too. It is a lot of fun. Yeah. What else do you do?
And that's basically it. I can't think of nothing. It's like meditating and stuff like that. But just fun wise, it's skating and dancing. Oh, and I play instruments. I play my instruments.
What instruments do you play?
Clarinet, piano.
Oh, wow. We're going to have to have
I'm
you come on here and play one day, Happy.
No, no.
She said, nah.
I ain't ready for that.
Oh, Happy, you are too funny. Oh, you are too funny. Oh, wow. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that, Happy. Definitely appreciate it. Hold the line. Peace and love. Happy said, no, I'm not ready for all that. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller on the line. Calling in from area code 512. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Yeah. Peace, Esther.
Peace.
This is Bro Michael.
This is Brother Michael. And where are you calling from, Michael?
I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Yes. So you're calling to share some of your methods that you use to relax and de-stress?
Oh, yeah. Well, the first one is Esther for calming me down. You know, with silly white boys, they say stupid shit. That they don't know what they're talking about.
Michael, I told you to dump it earlier. That's what I told you to do. I told you to go and dump it. Okay, what else do you use to relax?
But, I just wanted to put you first because, you know.
Thank you, Michael.
I do Qigong, basically energy cultivation. I had to use that a lot, especially when I was going to the spa, because apparently somehow they thought that I was meowing to clients. And,
you were meowing at clients?
No, I wasn't. They have a song that sounds kind of like a cat, but they just think I'm weird, so they would just think I did it, but...
Got you.
But any negative energy, or you know, if your manager is on your ass, or you know the boss is on your ass, or whatever, bringing that negative energy, just going in, taking deep breaths, doing Qigong, Tai Chi, yoga. Yoga's
definitely
good.
Yoga. Yeah, definitely.
I do a lot of yoga. And then I know you weren't going to get into the sex stuff, so I was trying to find everything that was not that.
I'm trying to hold off on the sex stuff. Y'all just want to talk about sex. I can't have a show without somebody calling in talking about sex.
I was trying to think of everything else.
Yes.
So the Qigong and the Tai Chi. And another thing that was really good when, because I guess I was just, you know, just really hyper. I was one of the, I guess what they call like the indigo children. So when I was really little and I couldn't focus in school, when my mom, she put me in the karate class, like my confidence and my just restlessness began to calm down.
Yeah, absolutely. So, karate, beautiful, definitely.
Mhm. But definitely qigong. And I also meditate. You know, qigong is a moving meditation, but also meditate is the best thing to do because I know a lot of us got a lot of chatter in our minds.
Mhm.
And sometimes it's hard to turn that shit off.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right. Especially when it comes down to when you stressed out. So definitely, meditation is going to help with that. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, Michael, I want you to hold the line. I'm going to come back to you when we talk about sex, which will be in a second.
Okay.
So, because I know all of y'all want to share that. So I will come back to you. Thank you for calling, Michael. Hold the line. Peace and love.
Okay.
Ooh-wee. Y'all know y'all are a mess. Okay, so I guess we can go. We can talk about sex now. And we could just talk about lovemaking and spending time with others. Cause I think this kind of all goes together, not just the physical activity of sex, but also just spending time with those you love, right? So spending time with your family, spending time with your friends, having girls' night out, you know, like I, Kimmett, had mentioned, having those times you spend with your girls where you get together, you just laugh and talk, spending guys when you all get together and watch the game, all those types of things. Those are definitely big time relaxation, de-stressors, and kind of help you just to bring all of that stress and all of that stuff down, brings you back to that level of calmness. And so those are very important times. Even having phone calls, you know, one of the things that I wrote down for on my list for de-stressor is talking with friends, because I work so much and I'm always busy that I can't talk to my friends the way I want. So a lot of times when I do have conversations with my friends, they wind up being 3-4 hours long, which is fine because, you know, we laughing the whole time. And, you know, if anybody, you know, could ever hear me on the phone, and sometimes my neighbors or other people would be like, oh, we just heard you in there laughing all night because I was on the phone talking to whoever, my friends, some people from the remix or Miss Blue or somebody, and we just cracking up. So that's definitely a de-stressor. Sometimes you have those people that you can just talk to that just bring you down in a moment. They'll say something silly to make you laugh, or they'll do something silly, do a silly face to just kind of take you out of that element. You have to have people like that around in your life, always helpful. So that's also important. You know, again, you see how I'm trying to stay out of the sex box, but I see you all in the chat room going off. So let's go ahead and talk about those physical activities that you all do. They have to do with making love and sex. I'm going to read some from the chat room before I go to the phone lines. I see Original Titan is talking about sucking toes during a massage. You know, Original Titan, I really need you to call in and talk about this. I really, really do. I see a lot of posts about using an imagination and talking about, yes, okay, so you all need to call in, 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. I'm going to go to the first caller, calling in from area code 682. You are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Greetings, Remix family, Miss Esther, this is Kofi.
Hey, Kofi, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Hey, I've been enjoying the show, having me cracking up over here.
I know, Remix family is hilarious.
that's why I love listening to y'all. But I guess I would be the one to have to start it off.
Go ahead and kick it off for us, Kofi. Go ahead.
Okay, a lot of people don't understand. One of the most enjoyable things to me about having sex is what leads up to that point. You know, I don't always want to just get naked. I might want to date. You know, I might watch my favorite basketball team, and I want you to have the opposite shirt on so I can tackle you. You know what I'm saying? I want to lead up to it.
Oh, wow. I love that. Okay, you said, go ahead. beautiful. Go right ahead.
If you're cooking together, it's the point that what leads up to that moment. I know some days, you know, if you're on work schedule, you got to go to work, boom, 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 take care of the man, boom, you know, get the kid, whatever. But every now and then, you got to spice it up, make it surprising, take on a date. You know, I said take a little Victoria's Secret and buy that favorite lotion on the floor or something. I want to rub it on you tonight.
There you go. Yes.
It ain't got to be extravagant, but if like my uncle used to tell me, you ain't got to hit a home run all the time, but RBI just hits the ball all the time. It ain't got to be home.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Mhm.
I just wanted to share that, y'all.
That is beautiful, Kofi. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm happy that you kicked it off, too. See, you kicked it off with the right thing in mind because you all heard what he said. He said, it ain't all about the sex. It's about what leads up to the sex, okay? All right, Kofi, go ahead and hold the line for me. Peace and love. Thank you for calling in.
For taking my call.
Wow. Okay, next caller I'm going to go to 216 calling in. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
216, that's me again, Belinda.
That's Belinda. Hey, Belinda, I told you I was going to come back to you.
I know, I wasn't ready for that one.
Since you kicked it off with sex, I had to come back to you.
Oh, goodness. I really have no comment on this one. I just have a good time. That's all I'm saying, you know. Just have a good time.
Oh, my goodness. You are too funny. Okay, so you have no comments on the activities.
No, mm-hmm. I don't know no comment.
Okay, no comment. That's fine. Belinda says she has no comments, y'all. And they, you see it in the chat room. They asking. They said, Belinda, you leaving us hanging now. But that's okay. Belinda said no comments.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I do, but I don't want to go there right now.
Okay,
you know.
That's fine. That is fine, Belinda. All right, go ahead and hold the line for me. Peace and love.
All right, peace and love.
Oh, you all are so funny. So in the chat room, because you all are just off the chain and there's an abundance of things being said, I need you all to call in 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. We are talking about those physical activities that we do to relax. So we talked some about exercising and dancing. And Belinda, who just got off the line, actually opened us up to this path of sex and those things related to sex. So I said we can talk a little bit about that. If you all want to share some methods or techniques that you use that help to relax, go ahead and call in. And we could just talk about in general those things that we do to relax. So 646-652-2711 is the number. Press 1 when you get on the line. I'm going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 305. You are live on the air. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Ms. Esther, it's Caddy.
Hey, Caddy.
I don't have an answer for this one because I've never been in a relationship long enough. I really can't say.
Okay, so here's another way to look at this question, because it doesn't have to be about the relationship. It could just be about if sex is relaxation for you or if there are other physical activities that are relaxation for you that could be related to that. That could be it as well. You know, it doesn't have to be just something being involved in a relationship. It could be anything.
Besides working out, I would just say kind of like how you said earlier, you enjoy talking to your friends.
Yes. Y'all being sad now. Y'all are so funny. Y'all are so funny. Caddy, I know.
Yeah,
I know you got some other methods that you are using.
Nah, serious. I haven't been in a relationship long enough, I swear. The most
okay.
I've been, maybe a year. Seriously.
Okay. And so I'm going to tell you what one of the questions in the chat room was, what do you do to relax in your truck while you're on the road?
Man, I'm mainly listening to my music for I'm listening to smooth jazz, you know, Sade or something.
Okay, so Caddy said he listens to his music. So all y'all need to get y'all mind off the other stuff because Caddy's not on that right now, y'all. Caddy said he listens to his jazz. They're going crazy in the chat room, Caddy. I wish you could see it. So.
But no, when I'm at home.
Caddy does other things. When you're at home, go ahead.
But when I am at home, yeah, I'll call up my friend. Hey, I'm in town for this day. What you doing? Like that. But when I'm out here,
okay.
I gotta be serious while I'm out here because, you know, it's my livelihood. You know, I take my job
absolutely.
Serious.
Absolutely. He takes his job serious. That's important. That's very important. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing again, Caddy. I appreciate it. Go ahead and hold the line for
you.
Me. All righty. Peace and love. Whew, the chat room is a mess. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 256. You are live on the air. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
I think that's me again. I shared already.
Okay.
Hello?
Did you have your hand up again?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, you good. Okay, go ahead and press 1 once I put you on hold again and take yourself out the queue.
Okay.
All righty. I'm going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 512. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Peace, Esther. This is Michael again.
Washington, hey, Michael. Texas. I knew you was going to share.
Oh, you did, huh?
Already, yes, I did.
You know, well, basically, you know, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. You know, I've always been a huge Star Wars fan. So when we're making love, I like to make, you know, funny Yoda impression. But,
okay.
I'm gonna be for real. I mean, I
okay.
love Yoda,
I thought you was.
I
thought you were serious. I'm like, okay, well, you're going to have to do that for us right now because I don't, yeah.
I do a good Yoda impression, but, yeah, but, you know, what I really think it is everything leading up to that point, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been called like a tease before.
A
so
tease?
Many times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's why, you know, like, you know, the cat thing or whatever, but, like, the cheese is kind of like, I like to do everything, like, you know, intense visualization, just, like, moving the energy all around, like, feel everything that you can feel. You know, that you can possibly feel before you get to the, like, you know, the touch and the physical, you know, and massaging and just, but it's just like to set that mood right. Because, I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to have it when brothers, like, you know, like just begging for sex, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like you wanna,
absolutely.
I think what you want is, not necessarily them, but them, you know, like coming after you, like attacking you, in that sense. So,
yeah.
I don't know, that's just kind of my, that's kind of what I do, that's my take on it.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Any other methods you want to share?
Well, did you want to hear the Yoda impression?
Oh, if you want to share, Michael, you can absolutely share with the Remix family the Yoda impression.
Okay, well tell them to say like if they have a quote, if they have like a Yoda quote.
This is your Sharon, so you're gonna have to get a quote. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. Do or do not. There is no try.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, no problem.
Michael, for sharing. Okay. That was awesome. I think the Remix family is telling you how you did in the room. So
All right.
Thank you so much for sharing, Michael. Peace and love. Please hold the line.
Peace and love.
Oh, you know, you never know what you're going to hear on the Remix. That's all I'm going to say. You never know. Oh, wow. Okay, so y'all do not know how to act, I swear. So this is what we're going to do now. For the last half of the show, I really want us to talk about what we do to live it up. So, you know, I started off by kind of talking about how we can really de-stress and how we can release energy, release stress, and all those things that are going on. So I want to end the show with talking about, you know, what is it that you do for fun? So what are the things that you do for fun when you're stressed out? Or how do you live it up just in your day-to-day life? You know, what are those things that you do? You know, sometimes you might call it doing it big or just kind of taking the time out to let yourself have fun, to treat yourself, those things that you do just to kind of let your hair down that are fun. So I want you all to call in and share that. I'm going to play a little music because y'all a little hot and bothered in the chat room. So I'm going to play a little music. And then when I come back, I want you all to call in and share. What do you do for fun? What do you do to live it up? So 646-652-2711. Go ahead and get on the line. Think of about 3 to 5 things that you do to to live it up. Y'all in the chat room, I need all of y'all to call in because y'all are over there just going off. So I need all of y'all to call in. All right, so here we go. 646-652-2711 is the number to call in. Press 1 when you get on the line. If you're already on the line and you do not want to share again, press 1 again to take yourself out of the queue. So we're going to listen to some music, and then we're going to come back and share.
We lyrically rich, living, spiritually fit, eating healthy, coming clean, never filthy, in God's eyes, I'm wealthy, wealthy power as I entered the palace of 7 life, time travel, participate in no battles, my brethren fight for birthrights that they already got, and shouldn't have to get, break down the city plot, it's accurate, bust a shot, that's immaculate, take it to your nugget, cause my beloved covet, they free to believe it, put nothing above it, love it, believe it, we blessed with free will, so we choose to be ill, like sharks keeping it moving, we could never be still, swimming in channels of life, we orators the rhyme, handle the mic, tiptoeing through the corridors of your mind, with candlelights everlasting. In your hood like liquor stores and check cash, and niggas flashing, passing with some classes, sipping thug passion, blasting Max 34. I bet on brothers with nothing to live for, to give more to the struggle, they already at war.
So much on my mind, I just can't reply. Last a hole to the night, bless sunshine. Breathe in, breathe out. Heard the bass drop.
Wrote this scribe, like the morning won't find me alive. I'm surrounded on all sides by the kind and the cruel, wise men and the fool. Young guns is in the school, ghetto classes and clothes. Get yours, get it right, get down, get paid, get ass, get around, get on, get like a cloak. I approach and assemble my hopes into those. Hard to sleep in the city that don't, cause it won't let you rest. Noises on your doorstep, enough to stress. Police department raid the park bench on nonsense, cause they fear to see the brothers conference. Regardless, we born tight and we rumble all day,
hey,
to break night. Daylight, why we ripping to death? You ain't right. This ain't right about my late night habits. It's mad static, but the city's so alive that I just got to have it. The planet of Brooklyn, norm is what I look on. Ghetto chef, rock your list when you getting your cook on. Dedicating this song to Scott LaRock, Big and Pop, Cormace O'Reilly, Betty Carter, and John Henry Clark. Ron Brown and freedom fighters going down. You set the pace, now we finish the race. It's on now.
So much on my mind, I just can't reply. Life is whole to the night, best sunshine. Breathe in, breathe out. Heard the bass ride, like you ain't shit. Can't take it, and you feel the city breathing.
Hey yo, I'm fucking year round, shoot out. The summertime, fuck out. The wintertime, grind with the shorties on the lookout. I chose a few notables, the rest threw the book out. The law stay on fools, thirsty with they hook out. That old school bang out, money that pulled the thing out. They bit it, he hit him with a few. He just came out with the sharks that travel all parts within the same route. Narrow walls closing in, cutthroat to exit at the opening role plate. You wasn't where you supposed to been. You back around the end, heavy waistline again. With them same suspect cast that waste time again. Y'all need to wake the fuck up and beat the monument in your face. Cause ain't no time to waste, not a minute. I see my cousin Matt said, pace, the way you been at. He said the final frontier, Rick, I'm up in that. And it's the time to watch the place you're for and where your friend at. Cause where I rotate ain't nothing to grin at. I've been at the fork of the crossroads, the outer limit. So you can stand tall or crawl and act timid. The black door with the black star.
So much on my mind, I just can't reply. I stop the light.
Unwind, how we let our hair down. We're talking about those methods for relaxation and enjoyment and how we can live it up. So like I said before, we went to the song. I want to spend the last hour talking about what we do for enjoyment. So what are those ways that we live it up? How do we, you know, enjoy ourselves day to day? Doesn't have to be necessarily doing something extravagant. It could be the little things that you do that are for enjoyment, the way that you let your hair down and have some fun. So so go ahead and call in 646-652-2711. I just have to stop looking in the chat room because y'all are just too much. I'm going to go to the first caller on the line, calling in from area code 985. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ms. Esther. This is Gwen.
Hey, Gwen.
I just wanted to add that another thing I do for relaxation would be dancing. I love to dance, whether it's behind the wheel of my car, driving. If I hear something I like that gets me in the mood, I just dance. Lots of dancing.
Yes. Yes,
lots of
definitely.
I have daughters. Just the swimming is good too. I like to swim.
Swimming. Absolutely.
A pedicure is another thing. I love to get a pedicure.
Yes, that's very relaxing. Getting a pedicure and a manicure, definitely very relaxing.
Yes, ma'am. But dancing would be the top of the list because me and my daughters, we always dancing.
Yes, beautiful. And what about the things that you do for fun? Do you have any things that you do that are just kind of for enjoyment that help you to relieve stress as well?
Well, I have a Bichon, and I like to play around with him. My grandbabies, I get a lot of enjoyment out of my grandbabies. Just anything with them. Anything.
Yeah. That is beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that again. Appreciate it. Hold the line for us, Gwen.
Okay.
That is beautiful. Yes, definitely getting a pedicure and manicure, things that are always relaxing, just kind of take you out that moment, and also very fun to do. I'm going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 682. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kofi again, Ms. Esther.
Hey, Kofi.
A lot of things. I like, you know, the relaxing part. I like the sit in nature, because I like listening to the birds with my eyes closed for some reason.
Yeah.
And I also like listening to the rain sometime when it rains.
Mm.
And when I was younger, I remember I used to open up my window, cut all the lights off and open up the window and just listen to the rain.
Mm.
And no one couldn't see.
That's
in. But
very
I,
relaxing, yeah.
And, some of the things I like to do for fun, I like to go to different festivals or things of that nature, some that new, you know, like in Texas, we have quite a few different festivals, Yam Festival, Tangerine Festival and things like that, Strawberry Festivals.
Yeah.
And I like to go there and socialize, maybe I'd release some stress, whooping the few cats and dominoes, but I will.
Dominoes is a lot of fun for sure.
You know, you can talk a little noise with them and still no harm, no foul.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely.
That's one of the things you and your lady do on stage, you know, where you reading her mind and you know, and she knowing how you play, and yeah, y'all going to be top dogs, you know, top.
Yes, definitely.
Bragging rights. So those are some of the things that I like to do, you know, as far as de-stressing and relaxing and, you know, of course, the physical aspect with the sex thing, of course.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Kofi. Oh, very, very good methods, and especially the things you listed for enjoyment, playing dominoes, also, you know, playing cards with your friends. That could be very fun. I know sometimes I've been in games where it's been a little stressful, but for the most part, it's a lot of fun to play those types of games with your friends, and then the outdoor events, that's always really good. Definitely good for some enjoyment to let your hair down.
Yeah, Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Go ahead. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I went to the Turner Green Festival this past weekend. I hadn't been in a couple of years, and it was exciting to get back and see some old friends and stuff because I had been out of town. So, you know, I feel like I de-stressed. I'm ready to take me a nice little unexpected vacation. My daughter graduated this weekend, so
it
seemed like
everything. Congratulations to your daughter. Yeah. Big deal. Wow.
You know, and the festival just swung right in the right
spot. So what
right
is the Turnip Green Festival?
Well, it's a festival for turnip greens where they cook them and people make them different ways. They have a car show.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah, they have a dance show for the kids. They have a softball tournament. You win trophies. And then, of course, you got crafts and stuff that people come down there to sell. And it's like a neighborly thing for certain parts. It's like in eastern Texas, kind of close to Longview.
Do they have a collard green festival?
Yeah. Well, I don't know
about
the
collard.
Oh, they
got a collard. Oh, okay.
they got a Yamboree, though, festival where they celebrate yams, too, and make yam pies.
Yamboree. Wow. I think y'all need to share this information on the remix because I may take me a trip down to Texas for some collard greens or some yams.
You have people with the horses and stuff come through. You know, it's real, real nice, you know.
Wow.
You see senior citizens, and you see the kids, and you see the little kids, you know.
That sounds really beautiful. Yeah, this is really nice. And everybody's saying that in the chat room, too. Beautiful. Okay, and La Blue, you should call in and talk about the Blue Crab Fest. Call in and share what that is. I love the festivals. Yeah, it's really nice. Okay, all right, Coffee. Well, thank you for sharing. Hold the line for us. Peace and love to you, brother.
Peace and love, Remix family.
Yeah, that sounds like that's what's up. We need to hear about that. Now, you know, in Chicago we have the Taste of Chicago, but it's kind of changed. Changed this past year. So this is one of our kind of outdoor eating fests. I don't know that I would necessarily say that I would use that for relaxation because a lot of times it's extremely crowded and it's very, very hot outside. And so, you know, just some of the foods that's sold there, giant turkey legs and ice cream and all types of things like that. You could just imagine if it's 100 degrees and a million people outside. That's necessarily a good mix. So I don't necessarily associate that with relaxation, but if I was visiting Chicago, it might be, you know, something that that I would do for that. But I'd love to hear about these outdoor events. One of the events that I was going to bring up that for me is relaxation. Definitely like the live music events or concerts. I was just expressing on Facebook, D'Angelo is going to be in Chicago in August. I'm definitely going. That's one of the ways that I let my hair down, one of the ways I have a lot of fun. I love seeing live music, love going to live shows. So, you know, going to see artists perform, getting that, you know, experience of hearing music right up front, you know, that is such a great experience. Always have a blast. Definitely relax me. Definitely keeps me kind of calm or maybe a little hot and bothered if we're talking about D'Angelo. But anyway, very, very, very excited to go to live music festivals. And we know that music, period, has always been used to treat illnesses and to restore harmony. We know that they are doing all types of scientific studies on how music can help relieve stress and the benefits of music. We know that if people listen to music on headphones before they have surgery, it actually helps to relieve the patient of stress. Also before dental procedures, it helps to relieve stress and anxiety. We know that music can help to reduce both the sensation and the distress of chronic pain. It can help to relieve depression. It can also help reduce burnout. It can improve mood for everyone. So music is just powerful, and we know this on The Remix. We've heard many shows from the master teachers about music. But, you know, live music, when you get it just right there in its essence, ooh, so powerful, so powerful. So, yes, just wanted to share that. Definitely love music. I'm going to go to the next caller on the line, calling in from area code 305. I can't tell if you have your hand up or if you might have just left it up, but who's on the line here?
Yeah. My hand's been up for a while.
Okay, all right.
I did want to ask you, too, because I tried to find the remix on Facebook, but I can't get to it. Maybe I'm typing it wrong or something.
Yeah, search for The Remix Family. So search for Remix Family.
Okay.
See if that comes up. And if not, then do Remix Radio. When you search, are you pulling up The Remix Family? Do you see groups?
I'm doing it, like, right now.
Okay. That's fine. So, you can do it while you're here.
The Remix Family?
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
You got it? Yeah. And then just go ahead and click to be added to the group.
Okay. I got it.
Beautiful. So do you want to share some ways that you, let your hair get down and how you have enjoyment when you're not driving or even maybe when you are driving?
I do. When I'm actually out here at work, I do, while I'm driving down the road, I do listen to my music too, and I'll be in my own little world.
Yeah.
I'll be jamming through. But when I'm at home, though, I play basketball, and I do that with my little brother because he plays basketball. He's very active in it, and I get out there just to run with him and his teammates, and they keep you going, you know, playing with the little guys. They really keep you active. So
beautiful.
That's pretty much what I do when I'm at home, though.
Hey, beautiful. I just want to tell you that the Remix Family is very patiently awaiting to see your pictures. There are several women in the chat room, I will not put them on blast, who are imagining how your pictures are going to look and waiting to see, you know, what you're going to put up. So just wanted to let you know that.
Okay.
You got a lot of admirers in the chat room. Mm-hmm.
Man, I see it's over 2,000 some people. Shoot.
Yeah. It's no joke.
Wow. But yeah, I'm gonna do it as soon as I get a chance tonight.
All right. Well, thank you again, Caddy. And please hold the line. Peace and love.
Thank you, Miss. Thank you.
Oh, gotta love the brothers. Y'all are too funny. I'm going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 512. You are live on The Remix.
Hey, Esther.
Hey.
Brother Michael. Once again.
Hey, Michael.
From Austin, Texas.
From Austin, Texas, yes. Got a lot of Texas boys on the line tonight.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking something other than Star Wars for relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody, just got a little crazy tonight, so.
Okay.
But as far as relaxation, I don't know. I mean, I would say like meditation.
Just
well, what are you doing? So you share what you do for relaxation. So this is kind of for fun. So this is like your enjoyment. You know, how do you let your hair down? How do you kind of just, you know, so this is relaxation plus the fun element.
Oh, okay. Well, when I'm not in the Matrix.
You're not in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm not in the Matrix, just come home, just watch cartoons.
Cartoons,
most,
okay.
Yeah.
What type of cartoons do you watch?
Well, I mean, I do watch like a lot of the shows that I watched like back in my childhood, because it
mm-hmm.
just gives me a lot of that, just that, you know, that inner child type of feeling. And there is just no feeling that is like that I can think of. But you know, it depends on my mood. You know, sometimes I watch a lot of South Park, Family Guy, just shows
yes.
with, yeah, just shows that just kind of like the logic is out of the way. It's just all about fun and you know, just laughing your ass off type of
yeah.
show, you know, but
yeah.
where you can kind of just forget about, because I think the Matrix just kind of takes a lot of that true life essence that, you know, we have and kind of drains it. But, you know, I mean, when we watch just shows and just kind of relax, stop taking ourselves so seriously, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think,
yeah. Takes
yeah.
us back to our childhood, to those times of innocence and back when everything was just kind of fun. And, yeah, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Right, like back when you loved a girl, but it wasn't just about you wanted something from her. It's just you
yes.
loved her. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
like
yeah,
before
I know what
the
you're
sex,
saying.
Before all that.
Before
all
the
that.
Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
very
hard.
So.
But yeah, but before that, you know, that's what I'm talking about. So when we can get back into that state, that to me is just like relaxation. Just that, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, that innocence or that joy.
Yes,
so.
That is, and that's a very good point, too. And I think a couple of the callers actually touched on this, even talking about the whole process leading up to sex, you know, kind of that time before you have sex, but just the interaction and the just enjoyment from being around somebody that you like, you know, just those natural kind of, you know, the natural just pursuit that's there before you get to the physical activity, that can just really raise your energy and make you feel, you know, great and kind of calm and make you feel good, because sometimes that's really what you want anyway. You want to have that natural
right.
connection. The physical part is just the add-on, but it's more about
yeah.
just how you all are when you're around each other. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, I was going to say, like, that whole thing, I won't lie, yo, sometimes I don't even want, you know, necessarily the sex, but more so just, like, the cuddling and just, you know, I'm not trying to sound, you know, like, really soft or really, you know, but it's that type of thing, like just, you know, just cuddling with your girl, watching, you know, the shows that maybe you watched when you were a child, you know, that type of thing. And that way it's more of like an inner childlike adventure, you
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
Even though it's your girl, but I mean, it's just you're not so focused on the lustful aspects, you know? And I think, I don't know, that to me is relaxation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just being, you know, just really just being in that moment of just, you know, just kind of letting the world kind of just, you know, stay kind of just as you relax. So,
you kind of keep the world out. You know, when you have that just pure attraction and you're in that element of it, when you meet somebody that you're really interested in, and then you know, get butterflies when they call, and your heart jumps, and you get
that
all smiles
feeling,
and giddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's your
exactly.
natural reaction to kind of being around somebody that you like, and that is a lot of fun. I mean, that actually has been, they've done a lot of medical tests to show that, you know, your energy levels and all of the hormones that are released are actually those same, you know, hormones that help to relieve stress, and also dopamine is triggered just from you being around someone that you are, you know, interested in. And it doesn't have anything, we ain't even talking about the physical side yet, just that natural attraction. And that is a lot of fun. So, absolutely, I know exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
yeah, I mean,
else
so,
to share, Michael?
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to try to leave Star Wars out of it.
No more Star Wars. Okay, no more Star Wars, y'all.
But, yeah, I mean, it's that relaxation is just when you can turn off the TV. I'm telling you, I can't think. You know, when I hear the TV going, when I've got, you know, all these different frequencies and radio waves going, there's no, you know, there's just no peace in that. Or when I go out somewhere. And so it's just like when you can be in that kind of, you know, that inner temple and just kind of relax, like something that I do that always helps me relax, just listen to the sounds of water. Just listen to the sound of it pouring or just
yeah,
around
water
you.
Water is beautiful, yes.
That is because there's no judgment in that. There's no intellectual masturbation in that. There's none of that. It's just, you know, just simply being.
Absolutely. Yeah, very good. That's a very good point. Definitely love the sound of running water. Even use it to go to sleep, too, a lot of times. Just having a waterfall, a natural waterfall in your room, or having a water fountain, something with that running water sound. Very peaceful, very calming. Yeah, I agree. Definitely. Definitely.
But, yeah, so that was just kind of my method. Techniques, you know, for relaxation.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing. Michael
I'm
said no more Star Wars for y'all, okay? Chat room, no more Star Wars
I'm
for y'all. That's what Michael said.
Now,
so. I hear you. You sound like you just de-stressed. So that is beautiful. All right. Thank you for calling in, Michael. Please hold the line. Peace and love. Oh, you all are too funny. So, yeah, very good methods being shared right now. I definitely also would like to talk a little bit about writing, because writing is a big de-stressor, also a big way for us to express what we feel and what's going on with our lives. You know, if you just spend about 10 to 15 minutes every day writing, it can have a dramatic impact on your life, can definitely help you to relieve stress very quickly. When you get in the habit of writing and just doing free writing, you know, kind of like the exercises that we do here on the show, when we do some of the toning linguistics exercises, it's really just about getting things down on paper. Once you get used to kind of training yourself to do that, you will be surprised at how much clarity you get from writing. And this goes back to journaling. You know, Miss Blue is always talking about journaling, whether it's keeping a dream journal or just regular journaling. But when you write down what you're feeling, what you're going through, and you get it down on paper, and then you go back and read it, you really get a lot of understanding. You get a lot of closure a lot of times. And you're able to kind of get that higher meaning that you needed to get. Or you're able to look back at it and go, what the hell was I thinking, you know? So writing is very, very powerful and something that we all can do. Spend 10 to 15 minutes every day doing it. You know, do it with the actual pen and paper, not an electronic means, even though I'm all for electronic journals as well. go back to the old-fashioned, carry you a journal around, get you a spiral notebook, or even go get you one of those nice, you know, bound journals with the pretty covers that you can decorate, and carry it around with you. And the next time that you are feeling stressed, the next time that you are pissed off, you know, whatever happened, too much stuff going on, pull out your journal, write down what you're feeling, and then go back and look at it the next day, you know, and notice how your thoughts are very different when you go back to look at it and review it. So that's just a quick way that you can do to definitely, you know what, in the chat room, the blue pen just has to do with, Miss Blue actually did a show where she talked about why you use the blue pen, and the blue pen is really about writing in your authentic self. You know, obviously, if you are keeping a journal, you can write whatever color you want, but the blue pen just has to do with you kind of writing out of that place of honesty and that place that's coming from your true self, you know. So you can write using whatever you want. If you want to use gel and, you know, pink and red and all of that, you can do that as well. That's what the blue pen was about. So absolutely. So I encourage everybody to write. I think that it's just a great way for you to naturally heal yourself. And, yeah. All right. So let me go to the line. See who's on the line here, calling in from a Skype number. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line, and where are you calling from?
Hello, good night again. It's Derrick Griffin.
Hello, Griffin from Jamaica.
Yes, calling in from Jamaica. I'm over here enjoying this kick.
Yes.
What I do for fun, well, one of them I don't do as often as I should, but I actually like going to the zoo.
Yeah,
I like going to the zoo. I like animals, so, you know, I like checking them out and that, just watching them. The other thing that I do for fun is I like comedies. So when I get some free time, I will watch, like, some Def Jam comedy, because I really kind of like that, or any kind of comedy. Yeah, or any kind of, well, it's the thing about that kind of comedy, it's stand-up comedy, it's kind of different. It's it has a different style, apart from in a movie where it's, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then the thing I like about stand-up comedy, too, sometimes you get to insight on, well, for me, on how different people go through some experiences and they turn it into just a laugh.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, I use that to relax, just have a good laugh. For fun, the only other thing I can think of that I do for fun is... you know, I just watch movies, you know, and I love cartoons.
Yes.
I am a big cartoon, especially, you know, like anime and...
I meant to ask the last caller what type of cartoons did he watch, but yeah, what are some of the cartoons that you watch that you say you kind of love, your favorites?
Well, my favorites... some from when I was a child growing up, Jason the Real Warriors is one. The ones I watch today is I love Naruto. I like Naruto, and I like Full Metal Alchemist. That's another one that's
very
interesting.
Definitely.
Yeah, so those are two that I really kind of like. Another one that I like is Fairy Tail. And you know what I think is interesting about the cartoons is like how a lot of what we discuss here is kind of put in the cartoons, you know.
Absolutely.
And even sometimes, even the last cartoon I was watching, it was talking about... the shaman was talking to this young boy and was kind of leading him to different worlds and understanding things from, you know, his way of seeing it. So it's kind of interesting, and I really like the color and the vibrancy and the energy that the cartoons kind of portray with it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah, and of course, I get a good laugh with some of them too, although some of these cartoons, they tend to be a bit, one that I can think of that was more on the serious side of things, even though it had some laughs, was Sword of a Stranger, which was a movie. And I think it was done by either Ghibli Studios or, no, I don't think. I don't remember who did it, but it was a Japanese anime, and it really told this almost epic story of a young child and kind of his village was destroyed and stuff like that. So you get these kind of full stories, and he kind of met this stranger, their paths cross, and he ends up kind of leading him, protecting him, and, you know, it's the way that bonded, and it was really interesting to see that in a cartoon form. And I'll be honest, people may dog Disney, but I guess because I grew up with it, and I still have a kind of soft spot for Disney cartoons. And one of the great good ones that I thought was done recently was The Frog Princess, that remake. That was very well done. So, yeah, big on cartoons. So that's
wonderful.
What I do for fun. For real.
Cool. Okay.
So there's some other stuff, but I've been being a good boy now. So,
what do you mean? You being a good boy?
No,
that's not going to be bad if you share that.
No, well, sex is a touchy subject? No, because I'm kind of taking a step back from relationships to kind of get a full understanding of what I really want out of a relationship, you know. I'm not going to say single, but I'm just kind of taking a break for a while.
Okay.
When I, you know, engaged and, you know, on the prowl, so to speak, is it can be fun when you're with someone that you're really into. And,
yeah,
and what I really enjoy about that is a session where it is, they're giving you passion, and, you know, you can't help but give it back to them, you know. So that's not just any regular sex, but just, you know, passionate lovemaking, where there's foreplay, and, you know, that kind of, I mean, there's something about the touch of a person that you really enjoy to be with, that it's special, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, you don't have to share none of that, I get it. I definitely get it. Okay, well, any other methods, any other things you want to share about how you let your hair down, how you have fun and enjoyment?
Well, when I come from work, I one of the first things I tend to do is I listen to some music and just kind of dance with myself. You know, that's one of the things I do to kind of relax. Even before I get home, what I do before, instead of taking the bus, I would walk a good distance of the way to a particular bus stop. The walking kind of gives me an opportunity to sift through my thoughts of work during the day and kind of let go of some stuff that wasn't so pleasant or, you know, wasn't thing that I would prefer to just leave at work before I get home.
Yeah.
I mean, even I remember once where I kind of wrote something down on a piece of paper, and I kind of tore up the piece of paper and it was something that, you know, happened at work that I wish happened a particular way. So I kind of was still thinking heavily about it. So I wrote it down on a piece of paper, tear it up as small as I could, and as I went along with it. I think it's something I picked up. Miss Blue kind of gave that out on the remix. Mm. And, you know, I just kind of let go of the pieces as I get along. And that was really relaxing. And, you know, that's another thing that I do to relax. And when I get home, I get some music and just dance for a little bit. And, you know, next thing I do is that technique that Queen of Four gave out. I put my foot up on the wall and do a little circulation and just allow myself to relax and breathe deeply. That's another thing that I really, it's very helpful for me. So that's what
awesome.
I really do to just relax and unwind. Yeah.
Definitely. Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing, Griffin.
You're
and
welcome,
please
Esther.
Hold the line. Alrighty, peace and love. Beautiful. So lots of you sharing that you like to watch cartoons. I think that's awesome. And I definitely think that cartoons are a good way to kind of tap into that innocence and definitely take you out of the concerns of your day-to-day life. I know I have some that I like to watch. I like to watch the old episodes of She-Ra and He-Man, and I definitely like to watch Dragon Ball Z. I like to watch the Smurfs. If I can catch some old episodes of, like, Alvin and the Chipmunks, I definitely do that. Any of those, you know, episodes of cartoons from the 80s, My Little Pony, Strawberry Shortcake, you know, any of that stuff, Peter Pan, definitely like it. Silver Surfer, yes, you know, I can definitely, it takes me to a different time. It takes me to a time when things were just innocent and kind of pure. So definitely love all of that. It really kind of relaxes you as well, and it makes you just laugh and just, you know, see when you look back at a lot of those cartoons too, you know, you see the metaphysical aspect of it as an adult when you're watching it. You're like, wow, they was really tapping into some stuff. I know for sure, like She-Ra and He-Man, when I look back at them now, I'm like, oh, wow, just all of the knowledge being dropped there. So definitely cartoons are a good way to relax. Wow. Well, we are it's 12 o'clock here in Chicago, 1 o'clock, I'm sure, elsewhere in different times. We have about 30 minutes left to go in the show. I want to make sure I get to everyone on the line. So if you are on the line and you want to share, go ahead and press 1. If you have already shared and you don't want to share anymore, press 1 again to take yourself out the queue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call in. Awesome share tonight, guys. We're talking about how we relax. How do we let our hair down? I'm laughing because someone in the chat room, I'm going to put Happy on blast. So Happy in the chat room was laughing because I was saying to the brothers to let their hair down. And I just want to let Happy know that the Remix Family brothers got a lot of hair. I don't know if you've noticed Happy, but they got hair in this room, okay? And even if they ain't got hair on their hair, they have hair that they let down. That's all I'm going to say about that. So we talked a lot about those methods we use to relax, the methods that we use to kind of de-stress, and, you know, everyone shared. I thought that we really went through some good techniques that we can all tap into, you know, everything from meditation, from exercise, walking, spending time with family, gardening, dancing, you know, driving, all those things that we do. Very good just day-to-day methods that we can do to kind of relax. relax. And then we talked about some of the other benefits to those activities. And, you know, now we're just talking about what we do for fun and how we live it up and how we kind of just, you know, get into the zone that makes us laugh and have fun. So very good information that was shared tonight. I want to make sure I've got to everybody on the phone. Let me go to the caller from area code 216. You are live on the air. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Linda, Cleveland.
Oh, hey, Linda. Okay, I thought that was you.
Yeah.
You have some more methods that you wanted to share?
Yes, fun for me is, it was a fluke at first, but fun for me is like I have a lot of wigs that I wear sometimes.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
to look. What I do is I look different. And my neighbors in the neighborhood are so nosy, so I got this particular wig where I weave into my hair, and it makes me look 20 years younger. So
wow.
when I go outside and get my car and come back, and then I come in the house and put something else, a different wig on, and get in the car, you know, and they think, right now they thinking that my husband, he's 82, they think that he has two or three
that
women.
That he have it, some more women
over
there.
They think he got it going on. They think he got it going on. But they don't know it's me.
Oh, that
and
is
I think
too
that is so funny,
funny.
You know.
That is,
I think
too
it is so funny.
Funny. Yes.
And I
wow.
do it every day now. I just think it's so, because they're so nosy.
Wow.
But
what
I hear
type
the brothers
of wigs
out there
do you
and
have?
I all kinds. I have like the short wigs, the long wigs, but not too long.
Okay.
But right now I have like put the pieces in my own hair to make it curly or whatever.
Wow.
And that's the one I like to wear because it makes me look younger. And but one day it backfired though. Because me and my daughter, we were sitting on the steps, and my husband had came in, and, you know, I was playing around with him. And one of the guy was across the street. They said, well, Mr. Because they don't know who I am half the time now. And one guy said, like, Mr. Woods got it going on. I'm like, Mika, did you what he said? That's my daughter. So I said, well, they don't actually recognize me or, you know, because the other day one guy came up to me and said, well, is Mr. Woods at home? I'm like, yeah, he's at home. And I'm like, well, hey, how you doing? He's like looking at me like, who are you? I'm like, I'm, and I said, I wanted to say Mr. Woods' wife, but I didn't. I said, well, I'm a Mr. Woods' girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And they know he's married, and he looked at him and me like, girlfriend? I'm like, yeah, I'm his other woman. I thought
oh
it was
my
so
goodness.
Funny.
Oh,
like
my goodness.
Mom just
wow.
dropped. But the one at backfired is that me and my daughter was out there, and one guy actually drove by waving at me, like making a flirt. And I thought, I said, Mika, that guy flirting at you? He said, no, she's flirting at you. I'm like, I had to come in the house. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to get yourself
that.
In trouble with the wig.
I don't
want to
get in trouble, but it was just all in
wow.
fun.
Wow. But that's a beautiful
so
thing.
Nosy. They weren't so nosy, I wouldn't do it. But I think it's so
yeah.
hilarious.
That's
I
a
think
beautiful
it is so
thing.
Funny. And, you know, I'm not hurting anybody, but and it keeps him young, you know.
Wow.
It keeps him young because he's so
yeah.
rough sometimes. But, you know, I say, hey, it's all in fun. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
that
like keeps
beautiful.
Me happy, so, I mean, if you
yeah,
smile,
sure.
It
sounds like it's fun. It also sounds like
yeah.
it's tapping into that creative energy because,
yeah.
you know, you're constantly kind of changing up your look, so you're constantly,
yeah.
you know, shifting that energy around. So I'm sure your husband
yeah.
enjoys it, you know.
Yeah, so they think I mean, he's 82, and these younger guys be like, oh, he got it going on. I'm like, yeah, right. But I don't let them know it, though.
Wow, that is a beautiful thing.
But I
beautiful.
Think it is
what else?
So funny. And I got my stuff ready for tomorrow. I just do
that
it every
is
day.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
definitely beautiful.
It keeps us going, you know. Just
yeah.
something to do. Yeah.
Any no other problem. Methods you want to share?
No. Just that I love the Remix family.
Yes, we love you too, Linda. You're getting a lot of love in the chat
and
room, too.
I love your laugh. That keeps me, you know, everybody's laugh is so unique, you know.
Thank
I get
you.
A kick out of people laughing, you know. It just makes me smile.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. We
yeah.
love you too, Linda.
Okay, peace
Alrighty,
and love.
Well, hold the line. Peace and love.
Okay.
That is beautiful. I love that she said she switches it up for her husband, and he's 82. And, you know, that's just really beautiful. I love to hear stories like that. Definitely tapping into that creativity. You know, Sacral Chakra was a card we pulled for tonight, all about that creativity. So definitely a beautiful thing. I'm going to go to another Skype caller here. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? Calling in from Skype. You're live on the Remix. Okay. They may just have their hand raised and not actually be ready to go. Well, everyone, we definitely had a blast tonight. We shared a lot of information. Definitely talked about those ways to kind of have fun and de-stress, and everyone came on and shared how they do it. I thought that was very helpful. Everything from cooking and gardening and drinking to even going back to having sex and having those expressions with people that you like. I know that we probably will go back to that conversation on relationships, because it seems that that keeps coming up. A lot of the brothers calling in talking about how much they enjoy just having the natural kind of interaction with the sisters before getting to physical activity, which I think is very interesting to hear, because we don't actually hear that a lot. So I think that's something maybe we'll talk about again. But definitely was a great share tonight. I want to go back and touch on the message that Miss Blue left for everyone. So I'm actually going to play it again for us so that everyone's able to tap into this in case you join later in the show. So this is about the energy from June 2nd to June 8th, and I'm going to play this message. Here we go. Not playing yet. Okay. I'm still here, y'all. I am still here. Here we go.
Peace and greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue. Just kind of wanted to touch base with you guys and send some love and some kisses out to all of you guys out there and let you know that I'm still here. Just doing a little bit of work offline, following sort of that inner voice, as we all know, and just some amazing things are happening. I've been hearing from all of you guys, and that's a wonderful thing, and I look forward to you guys coming up who have readings coming up with me this week. We'll be connecting, and just wanted to touch base and remind you guys that all of you who have your Kim deck to be pulling those cards out, working with them every single day. This is going to be a really, really great week coming up, especially for those of you who are involved in anything dealing with real estate. Some of you are looking to buy houses. Some of you are moving into new apartment places. This is going to be the best time. This energy is opening up for you to get so many different sales and options. So if it's something that you wanted to invest in or something you wanted to buy, it doesn't have to be real estate. It could be maybe a new set of dishes for feng shui, just something to uplift the energy in your house, maybe a statue. This is going to be an amazing week for sales. So look for sales and look for things in the color gold, because those things are going to be out there and they're going to be everywhere. If you're planning on moving, wow, this is a great time to go start looking and negotiating. Because that energy is there. The other thing, those of you who are dealing with health issues, I want you to know that there's going to be some powerful energy, powerful healing energy that's available to you from the hours of 4 a.m. until 9 a.m. Now, of course, we can tap into this energy anytime, but the universe is really going to be sending out, what can I say, electromagnetic pulses to the planet Earth that will vibrate in the 11th and 12th chakra. So if you need any kind of healing, I would encourage you to get up during these hours, really get into some of your practices. Just sitting with yourself, maybe get a cup of water and a cup of tea, and just be in the place of receiving. just receive that energy. Allow it to come into your body and allow the energy to come down. And it's going to give you all the answers you need. Plus, it's going to activate that healing that needs to go on within your physical body. So from 4 a.m. all the way until 6 a.m. And this is going to be from today, which is 6-2 until Saturday the 8th. So you really want to tap into that energy because that's going to be a lot of energy out there for you to pass around. You can also send that healing energy out to those who may just need some physical healing inside of their body. And to let you guys know, I miss you so much. So I want to hear how these things are working for you guys and what you're out there doing and everything. And so, I guess that's it. I'm kind of running around right now doing a whole bunch of things. But I wanted to stop and take this time and let you guys know that from my heart to yours, love you guys, miss you guys, but not really miss you because I know you're still there. I see your energy. I feel your thoughts and all of your questions and everything. So speak to you guys soon. Peace and love, everyone, and have fun. I'm going to turn it back over to Esther.
Just wanted to give you all that reminder to make sure that you tap into that energy starting today. Well, you can do it because we've obviously missed those hours this morning, but you can definitely do it Monday morning. Today's 6-3, so from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. being the strongest time to tap in. Make sure that you get up and make sure that you do that from Sunday through the 8th, which is next Saturday. So very powerful time for us to tap into that energy. I had a blast tonight, y'all. You know, I love the Remix family. Love when we do these shows. And, you know, I think that it's all about the balance. It's all about us being able to share. The Remix definitely is definitely known for sharing all of the occult, metaphysical information. And it's nice to share these kind of day-to-day techniques that we all use that are just, you know, just kind of normal techniques, nothing that's really sophisticated, nothing that we got to pull out books for, just kind of things that we use to get by. I think we have to have that balance in our life. We have to, you know, be able to share those things that make us laugh and things that make us kind of relax and have a good time that are outside of the occult world. We know that it all has an occult connection anyway. So it's good to have shows like this. I appreciate everyone calling in, sharing your methods, and calling in and making us crack up. Shout out to all the brothers. Definitely want to give my love again to Miss Blue, who is out there listening. Much love to you, Miss Blue. And as you all know, if you want to get in contact with her, go ahead and shoot her an email, questionforblue@gmail.com. If you all want to tell on how these people was acting in the chat room tonight, send Miss Blue an email. That's what y'all can do. And, of course, want to connect with everyone. So find me on Facebook. Find the Remix family on Facebook. Find the Remix radio page on Facebook. So multiple ways to connect with us. Don't forget to dump it. Dump it ASAP.com. Also dump it ASAP on Facebook. You know, go ahead. That's a powerful way to relieve your stress instantly. Go ahead and put up your anonymous message. Get that stuff out. Make sure you're able to de-stress and detox yourself from all the negativity, all the things that are bogging you down. I love you all in the Remix family. Love you all in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and play some music, and we go in for the night. Everyone have a beautiful week, and I will see you all around, see you all on Facebook, and definitely see you all next week on The Remix. All right, here we go. Peace and love, Remix family.
Cheat code.
code for JFK to Heathrow. See, Skype is cool, but I dig you in person. It's deceitful. I'll equal your half. Catch a cab to get to your flat. Kick my bowls off and doze off. Wake up my chest to your back. Why do Piccadilly and hit the city? All I need's my British pretty. From her head to little piggies. She still call me skinny Biggie. Time flies, back to life. Back to Brooklyn without my wife. Homie stuck, no money love. Plus, my flight keep holding up. Let's go.
No watch on my wrist. Just you on my own. Babe, we need for a long time. Cause now the wind will howl. Forever in a rush. We are coffee in a cup. To go, but now kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only coast now with radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching a change. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes, I can feel the new people around me. Just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the coast fight. It's been a long time. Don't you see that long line? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 53's in the air. I can see you are. Your feelings, hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
All right, Remix family, lovely share tonight. Everyone have a wonderful start to your week. Enjoy sharing with you all this evening. You all go get some rest, go get some relaxation, go get your de-stress on. Don't forget to be up during those high energy hours between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. and go love somebody. Love yourselves. Y'all are so funny in the chat room. Peace and love, everyone. See you all next week.